From a warm spot in the cockles of my heart, in the darkest recesses of my mind, it's Jockulation with your host, LB Faust. Jockulation is an interactive social broadcast hosted by the cultural attaché to the SARS and ringmaster of the shit show himself, LB Faust. It features original satire, comedy, punk rock, and humorous bits every Friday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Mountain Time. That's 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. Eastern Time. To experience Jockulation in its entirety, listen live on mspwaves.com or join the audience in the Circle of Intimacy on the Peace, Abundance, and Liberty Discord server every Friday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Mountain Time. Due to copyright restrictions, all segments which feature music from other artists and performers have been removed from this recording. On with the show.
Well, how the hell are you on this Friday night? I'm just kind of asking that question.
Whoa!
Because Ron over here apparently has now contracted COVID, and he's going to maybe die tonight or something like that. You know what I'm sitting there thinking about? Do we think he's going to die?
How about no?
Yeah, Ron will be fine, just as long as he doesn't, like, contract the brand newest version of COVID that the Chinese have said have come out now, because apparently this one, even though COVID's not genetically modified, somehow is using some of the really cool effects that bat immune systems can use to go ahead and evade new types of infections and things of that nature. I don't know all the technicalities of it. You can just read inside of the propaganda over there. Ron, we got to hose you off with a little bit of that, like, you know, alcohol wipe stuff. Kind of like the stuff that they wipe the asses of infants with. You know
How
what I'm saying?
How dare you?
Because we've got to go ahead and get that shit off of you and make sure that you're okay. But Ron, please, by all means, go check out that Zero Hedge article that I just put up there so you can learn about the new strain of COVID that you're going to go ahead and die from and just prepare accordingly. You know what I'm saying?
How
kids?
Dare you?
All right. So somehow, some way, I don't know how in the hell this shit happened, but if you have to go ahead and ask yourself any questions as to whether or not Twitter's quality is quickly slipping and falling into the fucking depths of the ocean over here, well, let me tell you something. How the fuck is Nickelback trending? Huh? Hey, listen, all right?
Fuck you fucking fuckers!
How in the fuck does that pollute my Twitter feed? Listen, it's bad enough I've got some centralized bullshit that I've got going on. It's not a Facebook tracking link, you dipshit. I pulled it down from freaking Zero Hedge itself. But I digress, man. Maybe I went ahead and took it off of my particular Facebook thing. But whatever, man. You can just go to Zero Hedge and look it up. Let me get back to this. How does this shit happen, right? Does Road to Nowhere sitting over, is he sitting over here like pumping up as many Nickelback articles and voting all that shit as possible? Because, dude, that's pretty fucked up. Hey, listen, Road to Nowhere, let me tell you something. Knock it off already, all right?
Did I make myself clear?
Uh-huh.
Because I am not going to write this shit down.
I mean, what the fuck is up with that, right? Like, lately inside of my feed, I'm getting all kinds of weird shit about, like, alpha, beta, and sigma males and all kinds of stupid shit like that. It's like all the different versions of COVID, but, like, the social justice warrior version of it, right? Talking about how offended
how dare you?
We gotta be about all of these male stereotypes and archetypes.
How dare you?
All that sort of shit. And then, of course, yeah, Road to Nowhere, it's time to shine. Tell me about it, right? Hey! Pump up some Nickelback there. It's like, at any rate, so I'm sitting there and I'm thinking to myself, you know something? This alphabet soup of social justice is a bunch of horseshit. Do you know what? I was sitting there thinking about it. Last week we talked about the death of Robert Paulson. You know, Meatloaf. And by the way, Ron, if you want to go ahead and get rid of that, disease that you currently have, dude. Just wall-to-wall Meatloaf. It'll get terrified of, like, listening to Modern Girl and, you know, freaking Bad Out of Hell and all that stuff. Yeah, look at this photograph. Watch The Anarchist. That might be in my playlist if it keeps up, right? So, right, we talked about the death of Robert Paulson, but we really didn't give a tribute to the true Greek alphabet soup male, you know, Lemmy. I mean, what says Greek alphabet soup mofo more than having your ashes put into silver bullets to go ahead and give to your friends after you die? And I know what you're asking yourself.
I mean, what the fuck?
But yeah, man, Lemmy went ahead and actually had his ashes put into bullets to give to his closest friends because, dude, he's a fucking badass.
Woo!
So it's been recently revealed that revered rock and roll icon Lemmy had his ashes placed into bullet casings after he passed away, which were later gifted to his closest friends. A touching letter accompanied the bullet, which read, "We all know Lemmy knew many people, but had a few that he considered friends and even fewer that he considered family. Being that you're one of those people considered family, we would like to share a little piece of him with you. Lemmy touched all of our lives in a way we don't think any of us will forget. But with these ashes, you know, you'll keep a piece of Lemmy with you forever. He was Lemmy. He played rock and roll. Don't forget him. Ricky Rackman, that fucktard who I couldn't stand." Do we like Ricky Rackman at all? I'm just kind of curious, Carlos.
No.
At any rate, Ricky Rackman, former host of the MTV show Headbangers Ball, posted a picture of his very own silver Lemmy bullet that he received from the late Motorhead frontman. And I'll tell you something, man. How quick is somebody going to try to sell the NFT and nobody's going to buy it because it's an NFT when they really want his ashes? I mean, you have some crazy fuckers out there who went ahead and put, like, you know, what was it, Charles Manson's ashes inside of their tattoo ink and shit like that. But nobody will go ahead and surpass the late, great Lemmy from Motorhead. And you know something? Last week we gave Meatloaf a little bit of time. I think it's deservedly so that we listen to a little bit of Lemmy. Yeah, Normak, what happens is Ron's got, like, COVID that he picked up from licking the toilet seats over in the men's restrooms and stuff like that. So, you know, we want to go ahead and give him a chance to get himself sorted over there, all right? So, Ron, go take care of yourself. And I'll tell you what, kids, before we go ahead and get into the show, we got a whole lot of stuff here. Remember, later on in the show, we're going to have Uncle LP's ideas for Valentine's Day gifts, you know, for that loved one, that special someone in your life that you're trying to go ahead and figure out, racking your brain. What am I going to get him? What am I going to get her? No problem. Like I do it every time, whether it's Valentine's Day, Father's Day, Mother's Day, Christmas, LP is here to go ahead and help you out with that very, very critical problem. Now, the first thing we have to do before we can get the show going is somebody's got to go ahead and get Nickelback off of the fucking trending chart over here, because that's absolutely repulsive. So, Lemmy, we miss you, dude. Great. I wish I could have gotten a silver bullet with your ashes in it. You know how it is. Because we got to go ahead and make an NFT of it or something like that and keep the original and make millions off of copies. Because that's what the marketplace is all about, right? So how do we go ahead? I know you're asking yourself that important question. ALP, how in the hell do we go ahead and actually become that Greek alphabet soup dude kind of like Lemmy? Well, there's a whole lot of different ways that we can go ahead and do this, right? I mean, you got to be careful. You got to go ahead and pick the correct route, right? Sometimes you want to go ahead and feel like that Alpha Sigma, whatever the fuck male that's out there that's being advertised by social justice warriors and hated by all of them out there. And you just got to figure out how to pick a path. Well, they say fake it till you make it, right? Well, you know something, the path you could do is you could follow Christian Triple X's path, who was once a miserable teacher, but now he's a Triple X porn star, right? Because, you know.
I mean, what the fuck?
But his circuitous route is a little bit out of the ordinary, right? So Christian Triple X, he's a veteran of the adult industry, having started out shooting gay porn scenes with male performers.
I mean, what the fuck?
Now he runs his own production company while continuing to film scenes with girls that he hires. Okay, wait a minute. Gay for pay is what I'm hearing here. Is that about right? Do I hear gay for pay? Am I correct there? Yes, I do. I was teaching in a small town, which is why I was miserable, because I was single and just making 38 grand a year. It was just the worst life. And I was just miserable because I was young and in great shape. You're just single and miserable, and it just sucked. Christian explained that his unlikely shift in career started when he went on holiday to San Francisco. Well, that explains everything, right? He went to San Francisco, and he met a porn star in a strip club. And Christian recalled that he was shocked by the money on offer when he was asked to shoot his first gay porn scene by a producer.
How dare you?
He was like, if you want to do gay porn film, well, then here you go. Not only that, we're going to pay you $2,500 and we'll pay you to fly you from San Fran and pay for your hotel. And I've done like 4,000 scenes now, and I've done 250 to 300 scenes every year since 2003. But despite all of this, Christian's claims that he's never had days on set where he struggles to perform. Do we believe him for one second?
How about new?
Listen, hey, 38K, exactly, right, Narmak? 38K works half a year and he's bitching. But somehow, going ahead, getting fucked in the ass for $2,500, but getting your hotel and your plane flight paid for, somehow makes him feel incredibly wealthy relative to that 38K a year. And do I understand it at all? I'm just kind of sitting there. Hey, listen.
How about new?
I'm not going to judge people's stuff, their sexual proclivities, or any of that sort of stuff. But, bro, gay for pay? Come on now. There's got to be a better way. Couldn't you have just, like, I don't know, worked half a year and then spent the other half doing whatever else that you wanted to do? Maybe had a side hustle or something? I don't know. Maybe, yeah, what? Not to mention the pension benefits. Well, you know, I'll tell you what, guys. Listen, it cuts both ways, right? Because on the one hand, you got the one dude saying, hey, 38K is not enough for me, right? I want to go ahead and be gay for pay, get $2,500 and get hotels basically paid for me so I can be treated like a hot chick, you know, that somebody's trying to go ahead and get laid with. Or, you know, what you can do, ladies, is if you're having a hard time on your side and you're looking to go ahead and be that alphabet soup of a chick, if it all doesn't work out, just go to the local senior home, strip naked, and perform lap dances. Don't worry, man. All the fellas will come lining up for your milkshake in the schoolyard. You know what I'm saying there? All right, kids. So, a woman, 35, right? Bizarre incident reported in the Florida news channel, WFLA, reports a 35-year-old Heather Cruz was arrested after police say she walked into the Citrus County residence, undressed, and began hugging people. She does look batshit crazy, doesn't she? Oh, my goodness.
How dare you?
So she reportedly entered through the side door, because why go through the front door, and then started to remove her clothes, exposing her genitalia before she grabbed and hugged the homeowner. She was asked to stop, but she sat on the laps of two 65-year-old residents while naked, saying, "You like it," to one of the victims. The other residents tried to remove her from the building, but in order to stop from being removed from the building, she didn't epoxy her face to the concrete. Nope, she grabbed the testicles of one of them and made more lewd remarks because somehow, you know,
I mean, what the fuck?
Somehow that's going to go ahead and prevent it from happening. So then what winds up happening? Well, the police showed up. Did she comply at all with the police? I'm just kind of asking the question.
How about new?
Of course not, because what happens once they got there, it was alleged that she kicked the two officers in the chest because she was cooperating. You know what I'm saying there?
I mean, what the fuck?
I mean, just go ahead and get high, do your thing, wander around, hit up a freaking, like, old folks home. Strip down bare, you know, start grinding away on the lap dance on Grandpa over there. And you know something? If that doesn't quite work out, things just getting a little too complicated, maybe you don't want the cops involved, maybe what happens is things are a little uncomfortable with all of that stuff going down. Ladies, you know what you can do is you can just go ahead and take a page out of, like, Annika Leon Wheel, who's 35, who decided, you know what? COVID-19 is making me feel a little bit alone here. I need a baby, and why not just source sperm from the internet, right? I mean,
what the fuck?
So apparently, guys, and take notes, because it could just could go ahead and take care of a very lonely, like, you know, Valentine's Day. Sourcing sperm through social media has exploded in popularity since the beginning of the pandemic. Gordy's private sperm donors group has grown by 8,000 members over the past year alone. Folks are more interested than ever in starting a family, I'm sure, and many different types of people need sperm to do so. However, the cost of sperm, sometimes $1,000 a vial, has priced people out. I'm going to stop there. Guys, could you imagine? Are you sitting here feeling like an asshole every time you're throwing away that paper towel or you're washing, you know, washing that favorite sock or something like that? You're throwing away millions, man. $1,000 a vial for your splooge. What are you doing? If you're looking for an instant retirement plan, you're looking for a potential future, maybe a 401k plan. All you got to do is just go ahead and sit there, masturbate. Where's Pig when you need him, man? Masturbate furiously to a lot of porn. Keep what's left over and send it over and sell it there. You can just absolutely probably pay, what, $500? Or charge them $500. They can make a 50% markup on the other side. Look at that. Perfect cottage industry. Everybody's looking for that COVID side hustle. Who knew? All you have to do is just masturbate a little, and you too could go ahead and actually have a side hustle that could become a full-time job like this. But I digress, right? Yeah, I could make $1 million a day. Actually, we need a nearly dead Ric Flair. There we go. So I digress. Where was I in this? Oh, yeah. When the pandemic hit, fertility services were put on pause. Sperm banks stopped taking donations for some time. And when they started again, not all donors felt safe coming in for fear of catching COVID. Now, a year ago, Annika Leon Wheel wasn't planning for a baby, let alone using the sperm of a stranger that she'd met online. But the pandemic spurred her to reprioritize. She moved back home to Santa Cruz, California, to be closer with mom, and the time indoors made her want to nest. I'd been thinking about having a kid on my own. I was in a good place financially with my career, and the way life had slowed down, it felt like the right time. I was struck by how unaffordable sperm banks are for a service that feels impersonal. Listen, I'm going to stop there for a second. Impersonal? No shit! When you're taking said product, putting it in a turkey baster, and inseminating yourself, it might be a little fucking weird. But don't worry, I'm sure that LP's got some gift ideas for the Valentine's Day week coming up that can go ahead and take away that impersonal feel. More on that later. So she looked into another option: Facebook groups that connect sperm donors and those seeking donations. And after a brief interview and the exchange of STI information, she met with him at a hotel room during her ovulation window. She chose to have a natural insemination, meaning sex. Although Gordy and other donors typically offer their sperm in a cup for artificial insemination, because nothing says romance, nothing says we're taking this seriously, quite like beating off into a Dixie cup and handing it over to somebody before it goes cold. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, you know?
I mean, what the fuck?
It might seem strange to some people, but I tried to think of it like this. If I'd met somebody at a bar and gotten pregnant at this point in my life, I would have kept it. This felt more ethical because Kyle was on board with the same level of contact I wanted with a donor going forward. Plus, the service was free. Dude!
I mean, what the fuck?
Let me tell you, there's a million dudes that would line up to go ahead and give you a free service of an insemination in a natural manner. I'm just saying, I don't know a single guy that would sit there and say, oh, you want me to raw dog you and go ahead and help you get pregnant? Wait a second, is there some sort of waiver I can sign? Oh, there is? All right, well, whatever. I mean, get the fuck out of here.
I mean, what the fuck?
Fellas, I'm thinking that we need to go ahead and create our own little group and have a side hustle here. We could just go ahead and beat off into some Dixie cups and hand them over for $1,000 a vial. I mean, what the fuck? Is there a sperm shortage going on? Allegedly. Well, I'll tell you what, kids, right? We went ahead and heard about the dude that decided to go gay for pay to go ahead and get that sort of like Greek alphabet soup kind of thing happening, right? So he could be kind of like Rockstar Lemmy, but, you know, kind of in his own way, went from simp to Greek alphabet soup god. And then we went ahead and talked after that about a woman sitting here basically getting high on drugs and offering pole dances over in the local freaking old folks home. And then, of course, we talked about the person that sources sperm from the stranger, right? But I'll tell you what, guys, if anything else fails, right, you can't go ahead and get somebody to source your sperm. You can't do gay for pay because they don't want you. And even the high chicks that are over at the old folks' home going ahead and providing lap dances to the seniors don't want anything to do with you. Well, you're left with probably only one other option. Basically, what you want to do is probably seek out a woman that's got two vaginas, much like our friend over here in the story that we're about to do. So Evelyn Miller, she apparently has two vaginas, and she didn't find out until she was 20 that she was born with two vaginas and two wombs. And essentially, she could have had two babies being developed inside of her body at the same time, but in two separate wombs. So, sex in each vagina, according to her, feels very different. I prefer one side, but it depends on the position and the shape of the guy, which one I choose to have sex with.
I mean, what the fuck?
Having two vaginas has made my sex life a lot of fun. We can have sex on one side, use a toy in the other. There are all sorts of positions and things that I can try. Now, while she was working in the sex industry, can we just go ahead and stop right there? Let's go back a minute. While she was working in the sex industry, she kept her condition a secret for a long time because she felt embarrassed. But she felt that she had to have some sort of courtesy, right? So Evelyn said she used to have sex with her clients using her least favorite left side of the vagina, while she saved her right side exclusively for her partner. I mean, isn't that romantic and thoughtful and all of that sort of stuff? I mean, the right one is the good one. I like the right one, so I save that for me and my partner. I use the left one for work, and I'm just kind of like, so I'm not one to judge relationships here, but that one's a little bit weird. You know what I'm saying? I know you do. All right, kids, I'm going to take a break here because in the next segment, we've got to talk about fantastic Valentine's gift day ideas and all kinds of cool things like that. But we're going to take a break for a moment so LP can go ahead and get himself ready for the rant of love over here. That's what we'll call it, the rant of love. All right, kids, I'm LP Faust. I'm your host, cultural attaché to the stars, ringmaster of the shit show this evening. You're listening to Joculation. And look at that, just in time for the perfect gift for, like, Gabriel to go ahead and drop in the room. Here you go. All right, kids, it's Friday night. It's LP Faust. You're listening to Joculation. Circle of Intimacy is growing just a little bit over here.
One of us, okay? That's one of us. Google Gobble, yeah. One of us. We accept that one of us. Google Gobble, one of us. We accept that one of us.
So at the beginning of the episode here, we talked about important things like people receiving silver bullets with Lemmy's ashes in them as, like, his last go, his last thing, his last hurrah in life, if you will, which was given to all to his, like, special friends and all of that sort of stuff. And I don't know if that jacknut from Headbangers Ball actually deserves it, but whatever. Lemmy made that choice. We talked about double vaginas, gay for pay porn stars. We talked about women going ahead and doing lap dances at the local, at the local seniors' home. We talked about very important things over in society and all that sort of stuff. But now, kids, you might find yourself, I mean, it's all appropriate for, like, the upcoming Valentine's Day thing, you know, that holiday, that fictitious holiday made up by stationery companies and, like, greeting card companies and freaking chocolates and chocolate companies and florists and all that shit. You know what I'm talking about. But, kids, I know how you feel. You're like, LP, could you please help us out? I know that you do this seasonally for us every year. You come to us and you say, hey, I've got some great gift ideas for you that are stuck, people that are making plans. And I figured it would be my duty to go ahead and take care of this early because for Christmas, I was like a week before Christmas. That's not sufficient time. So what we've got to do here is we've got to go ahead and find some appropriate gifts that just capture the romance so perfectly as only Joculation can go ahead and do. You know what I'm saying, kids? Now, as we know, when you're going ahead and getting ready for Valentine's Day, that very special day, it's all about going ahead and having two things, romance and sex. Now, what you can't do is you got to go ahead and focus. Well, what you got to do is you got to focus on getting yourself all scrubbed up, all prettied up and everything like that. You got to find an appropriate way to exfoliate, a way that goes ahead and sort of captures all of that mung out of your face and gives you that healthy, beautiful glow. And what better way to do it than with the Oscar Mayer Bologna Hydrogel Sheet face mask? You know what I'm saying, kids?
I mean, what the fuck?
Treat yourself, meet yourself, or better yet, give the gift of bologna bliss to others. Nothing says I love you like a slice of self-care, right? Our bologna has a nickname, and it's B-E-A-U-T-Y. No, this sheet mask is not a real bologna. But put it on your face, not your sandwich. It's got witch hazel botanical seaweed-derived ingredients, which protect and hydrate. Collagens lock in moisture and promote skin elasticity. Bologna design induces unparalleled serotonin surges and prolific amounts of selfies. Remember, you can't spell delightful without deli. You know what I'm saying, kids? So let's just...
I mean, what the fuck?
Let's go ahead and start it off that way. And then, of course, once you go ahead and make your way over, after you get yourself cleaned up and all that stuff, you've got to go ahead and find something, a gift that captures the essence of the moment, something to go ahead and let her know, hey, listen, I'm thinking about you, I love you. Well, Nothing captures it better than giving her the charm that will go ahead and actually let her... What the fuck? Slide your face on my baloney. Oh, let me tell you. But at any rate, you've got to capture a charm that sort of captures the essence of this whole thing. And nothing says it quite like, yes, kids, the fuck it bucket. You two can go ahead and get the fuck it bucket necklace and charm. Look, we know life is a special sort of disaster right now. You're in your closet is your office. The kids are still at home. And still mother-in-law is calling you fat again. Hand-forged in the good old U.S. of A., our fuck it buckets are here to remind you that sometimes you gotta say fuck it, giggle a little, and let go. The fuck it bucket comes in pewter, silver, gold, rose gold, and copper, and is available in a keychain necklace or a standalone charm. So beautiful, delightful fuck it bucket. Good thing to go ahead and give. Again, we're just setting the mood here because we've gradually got to go ahead and slide in and get the mood, you know, get things revved up, right? And of course, you could forget to go ahead and get flowers, and flowers are a girl's best friend. But you know what's better than flowers? Rose petal pre-rolls, kids. That is actually a million times better than flowers. And the pre-roll comes perfectly wrapped in freshly picked organic rose petals, providing a smooth and slow burn that's sure to get you in the mood. Ooh la la. But that's not all. We handpick these beauties with premium insaflower and generous helping of batter just because we love you. And that just warms the cockles of my heart. You know what I'm saying, kids? So we've got the pre-rolls. And, of course, as always, all of these links are live. We'll take you straight to the place that you two can go ahead and purchase these things. And, of course, you can't go ahead and show up empty-handed with just a charm and some pre-rolls. You're going to get the munchies and nothing. Nothing captures the essence of the holiday, nay, the beauty and the majesty of it all, quite like cookies that capture the fucking joy of the holiday, like these very vulgar Valentine cookies, the fuck-off six-pack. You know what I'm saying, kids? So surprise the hell out of your party, or your partner, or fuck buddy, with these sexy and scrumptious sugar cookies. The six-pack includes the following inscriptions: I fucking love you. I love fucking you. You're my favorite fuck. Let's fuck. Fuck me. Wanna fuck. It's 100% guaranteed to get you fucked. And do we believe that for a minute?
How about no?
Absolutely not. And of course, again, you got to go ahead and just gradually slide into this, gradually get into the mood. So we've now got ourselves covered. We got the facial thing done. We went ahead and got the charm. We've got some cookies. We've got some marijuana over here, right? Couple of spleefs. Well, you know something? At some point after we go ahead and get into the mood, we got to slip into something more comfortable, right? And nothing, kids, says Valentine's Day quite like the vajayjay onesie. I know what you're asking.
I mean, what the fuck?
I mean, what's better than having a whole bunch of vulvas all over a onesie that you're going to go ahead and wear to bed that evening and hopefully get laid, right?
Fuck you fucking fuckers!
So the best thing in the world comes in all shapes and sizes. Smashing the patriarchy takes a lot of hard work, but sometimes it can be done by getting comfy and cozy in this powerful onesie by Nasty Peach. 100% recycled poly-loop back jersey, zip up front, cuffed ankles, relaxed fit, low drop crotch, hooded and lined with pockets, handmade to order because nothing says love quite like a onesie full of vaginas. You know what I'm saying, kids?
How dare you?
And of course, you can't go ahead and actually, like, I don't know, progress further unless you got some mood, right? Most people sit there and say, hey, LP, but we've got that covered. We went ahead and got the Gwenny Paltrow Goop crotch rot candle, right? So that I could go ahead and smell her vagina during sex. Will that work? I'm just wondering.
How about no?
Of course not. We've got to take it a step further. Why do you want to go ahead and have it smell like crotch rot when you could just get a candle that looks like a vulva? Hey, look at that. I leveled up on my own. Hold on. Hey, LP, you're a magnanimous dude. Let me take a drink for you. And look at that. I leveled up on vulva candles. Nothing is more awesome than leveling up on vulva candles. You know what I'm saying there? So vulva candles are made from a soy wax, slightly scented with a vanilla phthalate-free fragrance oil. Each candle is hand-poured in Oshawa, Ontario, because you fucking Canadians always get the weirdest shit going on over there. Hey, let me go. I'm just going to go ahead and take a guess here. Nine, this is your cottage industry, right? It's coming from fucking Ontario, Canada. You're going ahead and effectively going and making a bunch of vulva candles. This is your side hustle? My goodness. My goodness. Nine, side hustle. Check this shit out. At any rate, so just in case you're wondering, the height of this candle, the dimensions. Oh, wait a second. Hold on. Now, due to the handmade nature of each candle, much like vaginas, they have small imperfections and color variations may be present. The available colors are cream, flesh, number one, which is the lightest, flesh two, which is medium, and flesh three, which is the darkest, which sounds kind of racist.
How
but
dare you?
Whatever, man. The dimensions of this thing are, the height of this is 4 inches, the width is 3 inches, and it's a 1-inch depth because it's a shallow vagina, man. That's why.
How dare you?
So, have a shallow vagina candle burning over in the corner. Yeah, Canadians always do weird fucking shit. Tell me about it. I think I'm going to go ahead and get one of these vulva candles for the head of HR where I'm working because she's from Canada. And I'll tell her I was looking for some authentically Canadian stuff so that I could go ahead and give it to her to burn in her office. I'm sure I'll go ahead and find a new job somewhere. Yes, there are shallow vagina candles now, Clay. And of course, you know, you can't just sit there and have your vulva candle burning while you've got your, you know, vagina freaking, you know, onesie on. It's not enough, right? Eventually things start working up and you got to go ahead and start getting into like, you know, the fun of things. You got to go ahead and actually like, I don't know, break out the toys. And thank goodness for Good Vibes, because even you fucking nerds out there like me, you can go ahead and actually get yourself your very own. You could relive all of the important moments inside of Lord of the Rings with your very own dildo sword. That's right, kids.
I mean, what the fuck?
Let your fantasies come to life with the Realm of Drago lock-on sword handle. This stunning bronze handle fits onto your choice of lock-on dildos. The exquisite detailing is fun to look at, easy to grip, perfect for sexy exploration either alone or with a partner. Drago is body safe and it's made to last, and they recommend using a water-based lube or cornstarch to lock on your dildo attachment plug and make attaching and removing your toy easier. All right, can I just stop here for a second? Bro, cornstarch?
I mean, what the fuck?
Who in the hell goes ahead and puts cornstarch in the fucking bedroom, right? I mean, it's kind of like you're looking at this shit going, it's like going to a gymnastics competition. You got a bucket of chalk there so you can have a better grip. You know, sometimes I got to chalk up the side of my fucking sword here, the dildo of like Aragorn or whatever, and you got to slide that sucker. Dude, what in the fuck is up with that? Cornstarch? What are you going to do, deep fry your dildo or some shit like that so you can get a crispy texture? Listen, I'm not one to judge, but this is the first I've heard of cornstarch in the bedroom. And, you know, sometimes what happens is a dildo sword is just a little over the top. Doesn't really capture the essence of the mood. Maybe you're a little more festive. Maybe you feel like dancing. And nothing says dancing quite like a light-up butt plug from Good Vibrations also. I mean, dude, cascading rainbows of color, just covering the room all over the place. No matter where her ass is pointing, you too can go ahead and channel your inner Saturday Night Fever. You can go ahead and bust out your moves on the dance floor, but shake your groove thing and light up the night. This groovy butt plug features three LED light patterns. Experience a slow, medium, or rapid strobe of colors. Yeah, because nothing's going to disorient you faster than a fucking strobe light coming out of the ass of your person that you're in love with for the moment there as you're hitting it doggy style, you know, only in love, guys, only with lots of romance and cuddles, of course, as you go ahead and totally have a strobe effect going. I'm sure that'll be great. Now we know what LP's Amazon shopping cart is filled with. Oh, Moon, if only you knew. This sleek, smooth metal forms a tapered tip that's easy to accommodate at all levels of experience because they don't want to be judgy-judgy. You know what I'm saying there?
How dare you?
A narrow stem makes it perfect for the long-term wear, whether you're going to rave or wearing it out on a date. Surprise your partner when the lights go out at home. This material is compatible with all types of lubricant. Isn't that fantastic? And of course, sometimes conveying your love requires just something more than festive butt plugs to bring out the Saturday Night Fever vibes. It requires something more substantial. You know what I'm talking about. Like the unbridled horsepower of a V8 engine and a sleek, stylish, and discreet sex toy, which guarantees you'll need a drop cloth and a bucket this Valentine's Day. Kids, what could we possibly be talking about? The Motor Bunny. I know.
I mean, what the fuck?
Dude, the Motor Bunny LP? Yeah, sometimes you gotta break out the power tools, you know? As seen in such distinguished publications, such as Cosmopolitan, Gizmodo, Penthouse, and Fleshbot, the Motor Bunny provides four modular premium silicone TPE attachments and four sturdy eyelets for infinite possibilities and a Bluetooth app controlled for state-of-the-art teledildonic pleasure.
I mean, what the fuck?
Dude, this has got to be some of the greatest stuff. So, kids, somewhere in there from baloney facial masks to, you know, like vulva candles, to dildo swords and light-up butt plugs, or maybe you've got to go ahead and break out the chainsaw with the Motor Bunny. You know, and if you're wondering, hey, LP, do you have something to go ahead and let us know what we'd be getting into with the Motor Bunny? Absolutely. Just take a look at the fantastic quick start video. You two can marvel at the power. And the glory and the majesty of the Motor Bunny. But, kids, what we're going to go ahead and do here is we're going to say, listen, whatever you're going to do, let's go ahead and make sure we have a safe, romantic, wonderful holiday, Valentine's Day. Go ahead and get your sex. Do it responsibly, kind of like when you go ahead and drink and drive. You don't want to be doing that because you two might end up like the Royal Ballet star that took Viagra, strapped sex toys to his body, and waved penis in traffic over in London.
I mean, what the fuck?
So, the Royal Ballet School alumnus Felix Reitman, 68, was spotted waving his penis at traffic and inserting a vibrator into his butt in front of baffled pedestrians. Dude.
How dare you?
Police were called and Reitman was caught on CCTV masturbating himself and repeatedly inserting a vibrator, which he was also seen to lick, into his asshole. And,
I mean, what the fuck?
So the retired dancer and actor admitted outraging public decency, but he said he was so drunk and high on drugs that he didn't realize anyone else was there. However, a judge rejected his explanation, remarking the bizarre behavior was clearly premeditated as he admitted to taking Viagra before the incident.
I mean, what the fuck?
So let me get this straight, right? You decide that you're going to go, hey, you know what? Why don't I go ahead and hammer down a Viagra so that I got a raging heart on, take all these drugs, shove a dildo up my ass, and start running down the street with this, like, freaking blue steel heart on in the middle of London as I prance about inside my ballet tights. What the fuck, dude?
I mean, what the fuck?
What the fuck, dude? At any rate, listen, man, I thought New York was weird. I think I'm glad I didn't go to London. So recorder Nicola Sheridan, Shannon, said, what you did was disgusting and disturbing behavior, all right? It would have been distressing for anyone to observe, particularly if it had been seen by children or young people. It was a time of day when you must have expected there to be people around to observe you, and it's clear that it was precisely what you were trying to do. It's not a fleeting production of your penis or exposure of the genitals. It was sustained sexualized behavior, which you accept was in order to satisfy your sexual desires. Let me tell you. Yeah, right? It sounds like Toronto. I mean, for the love of God, folks, listen. Use your sex toys responsibly, man. You can go ahead and get your disco dildo. You can ride that Motor Bunny. But whatever you do, PSA, don't do it in public after hammering down shitloads of Viagra. Okay?
Did I make myself clear?
Uh-huh.
Because I am not going to write this shit down.
Because it will be frowned upon in court, and it could get you into an awful lot of trouble. So, kids, whatever you do, don't do drugs and Viagra and take your sex toys out in public, shove things up your ass, and go ahead and run around with a blue steel fucking heart on, okay? Okay. Yeah, just trying to give us COVID cough through the radio. Funny you should say that, Clay, because I'm recovering from COVID. And this shit don't go away. It's like a long-lost fucking relative. All right, kids, I'm going to take a break now. I'm LP Faust. I'm your host, cultural attaché to the stars, ringmaster of the shit show this evening, and it's quite a shit show. You're listening to Joculation. Oh, shit. I'm not ready for the screaming to stop. Hold on a minute. A little more screaming. There we go. All right, kids. Hey, listen. Can you believe half the show is gone? Something like that. I can't either. So you know what? We got to hustle here. Hey, kids. It's Friday night at MLP Faust. I'm your host. Circle of NMC. I don't know. It's kind of getting intimate. Sort of growing, receding. Like some dude whose Viagra is wearing off. You know what I'm saying, kids?
Okay. That's one of us. Google gobble, one of us. We accept that one of us. Google gobble, one of us. We accept that one of us.
But it's okay. We got more shit to talk about. Let's see. In the first half of the show, we talked about Lemmy. We talked about him going ahead and taking his ashes, putting him in silver bullets after he died, and dispersing them to all of his friends, you know, through other people. I mean, he didn't do it himself. Maybe the ghost of Lemmy did. I mean, is that possible? Could be. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
How about new?
But at any rate, we went ahead and did that. We went ahead and talked about all kinds of weird shit that was going on. Then we went into all kinds of great things like, you know, great Valentine's Day gifts like the bologna facial and all that sort of stuff that you could do. And we had a PSA about don't be like that guy from the Royal Ballet Society that goes over, hammers down a bunch of Viagra, shoves a dildo up his ass, and starts running down the street with a great big, you know, freaking erection of blue steel. Because that's frowned upon, is what I'm saying. So we're kind of doing a little bit of a warm-up show here for Valentine's Day because, you know, sometimes you got to go low and slow in order to go ahead and achieve the end result that you're looking for. So we thought we'd go ahead and get things off, started off a little bit here. And, of course, when we're talking about Valentine's Day, we got to think of, like, alternative ways that we can go ahead and, like, you know, perhaps celebrate the occasion with a long-distance partner. And we've talked about the wonderful world of teledildonics, but we've never really gone into a lot of the breakthroughs in teledildonics that are going to go ahead and make things like this wonderful. So, for instance, like, humans now wearing teledildonic suits can, like, have sex with other people over the internet.
I mean, what the fuck?
Because nothing says love quite like getting dressed up in a three-piece suit from Armani and, you know, wiring yourself up to the fucking interwebs so that somebody can go over there and start pressing a whole bunch of buttons. So the next generation of artificially intelligent cybernetic companions will bring about a Westworld-style future where some people will actively choose robotic partners over real humans. And remember, kids, we talked about this last week with the robotic love conference. And Moon, if you need details, just DM me. I'll go ahead and send the link over to you. So, experts, scientists, and philosophers gathered at the Free University of Brussels this week to discuss how we can go from there to here, right? So, apparently, on the fourth International Conference of Love and Sex with Robots, the Italian philosopher Maurizio Ballesteri, sounds like the kind of guy that has sex with robots, asked whether humans could ever love robots, and if they could, would the robot ever love them back? And I'm thinking to myself, did he not go ahead and see the movie that came out about this very thing? Hey, Carlos.
No.
Hey, you didn't even wait for me to go ahead and say. You just jumped all over me. Robots will start to imitate the physical appearance of humans in more convincing manner and become ever more humanoid. Their skin will be soft and endowed with numerous sensors to make it sensitive to the touch, with a heating system to keep it at natural temperature. Their behavior will become more realistic, and we believe they can reciprocate our affection. They will not only listen to us, but they will be able to sustain conversation and be responsive to our smiles. At this point, many people may find it hard to resist their appeal. The robots would actually give everything and ask for nothing in exchange. For some, it could be love.
I mean, what the fuck?
You know something? I agree with you, Moon. Why is it always the philosophers? It's some dude blazing up in the corner, beating off all the time, doesn't have a job, has no fucking money, right? But he's going to go ahead and sit there with all of his contemplative stuff and go, hey, you know something? I think it'll be normal. In fact, hey, this could be a lot of fun. And you know, the big question becomes, we've already talked about, if you recall, kids, there was the teledildonic butt plug that everybody was concerned might become hijacked and become a terrorist device. Remember we contemplated this back many, many months ago when it first came up? We talked about teledildonics that could have been, you know, potentially hijacked, such as that fantastic teledildonic plug and or vibrator that is hooked up to your, like, Uber Eats, so then that way you can go ahead and have an orgasm timed perfectly for when you go ahead and receive your food. What would happen if they weaponized that one? Remember, we went ahead and talked about robots and cybernetics a few months back, and there was some discussion about robots being able to go ahead and potentially take over and fucking kill people in the middle of sex. Well, you ask yourself, is this something we should be concerned about? Well, apparently now, teledildonic users are being sexually assaulted by hackers spying on people having sex, kids. So,
I mean, what the fuck?
We're living in the day and age where somebody could give you an unauthorized orgasm through your teledildonic device along with COVID. So, couples seeking to spice up their love life. Yeah, it's a nightmare scenario, Uber wanks. Hey, but you know something, Gabriel? It already exists. That's the thing that's really fantastic about this. So vibrators and other sex toys featuring cameras can easily be hijacked by unscrupulous experts, bringing an uninvited third party into an adventurous couple's virtual bedroom. So is this like a virtual cuckolding session? I'm just curious. Hey, level up. One moment there, please, Volgatron. Or Volgaron, or yeah. The power of whiskey is wonderful. So, is this like a virtual cuckolding session? I'm just kind of wondering about that, because it sure seems like it, right? I mean, the idea of connecting sex toys over the internet isn't new. The idea was first floated on August 17th, 1998, by that perv Sandick Jim W. Hughes and Alan Atkinson, who patented the concepts because pervs like them deserve a place in history, right, kids? And, of course, only since the 1998 patent expired in August of 2018, that's when the teledildonics gold rush really got rolling, with companies such as Kiru rushing to the market with internet-connected toys. I should have said fuck a clown for that. And are we going to fuck a clown for that, Carlos? I'm just kind of wondering over here.
No.
Yeah, not going to happen. So, Italian InfoSec researcher Giovanni Mileni. What is it with all the Italians and robotic teledildonic sex stuff, dude? I mean, dude, can we go ahead and have somebody...
How dare you?
Because this is creating this terrible stereotype, and it's pretty offensive.
How dare you?
And they need to go ahead and look at other stuff. But at any rate, he demonstrated how in 2017, a Bluetooth-enabled butt plug could easily be co-opted by hackers to allow unauthorized access. All right, can I ask a question here? Did he have a demo on stage with this? I mean, did he take, like, the royal dancer, the royal ballet guy, have him shove this butt plug up his ass while he's on Viagra in the middle of one of his meditations and just show how he could hijack the butt plug in between the licks that this guy has on his butt plug? I'm just kind of wondering because, dude, that would have been a sight to see and probably cleared the auditorium. At any rate, another sex toy manufacturer, Mystery Vibe, scrapped an early foray into teledildonics over security concerns. So, like a lot of the Internet of Things devices, the Hush by LoveSense uses a low-energy implementation of Bluetooth to allow sex partners to control each other's pleasure remotely. Low energy. That doesn't sound very exciting. So this was purely a security demonstration, but there's serious potential behind it. If I hack a vibrator, it's just for fun. But I can get to the back end. I can blackmail the manufacturer. So... mention hack butt plugs on a show. Hey, Krim, I talked about it months ago, and everybody thought it was funny, weaponized butt plugs. And the thing is, that's exactly what they were talking about at this, like, festival. They had, like, some former NSA director or something talking about the weaponization of hacked butt plugs, and I'm just kind of like, dude, come on now.
I mean, what the fuck?
Dude, if somebody takes over that freaking thing and starts giving your lover unauthorized orgasms that you had no participation in.
Fuck you fucking fuckers!
Dude, you need to die. So manufacturers, they've been quick to stand up behind the security of their products. Sex toy maker LoveSense, makers of the compromised butt plug, the offensive compromised butt plug, they issued a statement underlying their commitment to data security. How dare you go ahead and sit there and hijack that butt plug over there and weaponize it. Fuck you, you need to die, right? No, what they said...
Fuck you fucking fuckers!
What they said is, there are three layers of security. The server side, the way we transfer information from the user's phone to our server on the client side. We take our customers' private data very seriously, which is why we don't serve on any of our servers. All right, I'm just going to ask a question here. What the fuck? Because, dude, we're taking your privacy very seriously. We don't go ahead and keep your data on our servers. We put them on some third-party servers so that that way when it's fucking hacked and failed and all of your perverse, your perverted fucking fantasies and filthiness comes out on the internet, we're not liable for it. Dude, that is the most awesome
What the fuck?
That's right. On servers. That person likes like the fucking giggle thrust over here, up the ass on setting 9. I mean, dude, this is fucked up. This is so fucked up. So searching for unsecured Wi-Fi networks is known as war driving, and security expert Lomas coined the term screw driving for hacking a sex toy.
I mean, what the fuck?
Screw driving. Dude, what kind of degenerate fucking person are you? Hey, let me go ahead and look for unsecured networks with butt plugs all over in them. Remote butt plugs. Dude, what are you fucking doing with your life? Take your black hat hacker skills and go earn a living. Don't sit here and give a bunch of like weird fucked up pulses and orgasms and shit to people you're not even going to be in the same room to enjoy it with. What the fuck is wrong with you? At any rate, I digress, you fucking weird black hat hacker that's got no life. He told Gizmodo, the typical definition of a felony-type sexual abuse is an unconsented two penetration. Whether that penetration is with a body part or with an object in that fucking sentence makes no fucking sense. Have you heard of Grammarly or whatever the fuck it is, for Christ's sake? All right, man, I've had enough of this article. The moral of the story is they can weaponize your butt plugs, people. You got it? So be careful.
Did I make myself clear?
Uh-huh.
Because I am not going to write this shit down.
And of course, if you're looking to go ahead and make sure that your butt plug can't be weaponized, maybe what you want to do is you want to go ahead and dig back in time. That was a terrible way to put that, wasn't it? Dig in deep here, kids. What you want to do is like maybe go back to old school kind of stuff. Maybe become curious about other stuff. You know, kind of like this couple did that decided to see if natural sex accessories work when they try a wooden vibrator and vegan lube.
I mean, what the fuck?
I have never in my fucking life, as a person that is plant-based, I've never in my fucking life heard of vegan lube. What in the fuck is vegan lube? Can somebody? No, I'll read the article. Nobody tell me. I'll fucking read the article here. So a couple decided to put environmentally friendly sex accessories to the test to see how they work compared to the other ones, right? And they were pleasantly surprised by the results. The couple are known for sharing their sex tips with fans, first tried out a vegan condom. What the fuck is a vegan condom? Dude! Hey, Carlos, have we ever heard of a vegan condom?
No!
What in the fuck is it? At any rate, the smoothness is impressive, allegedly. Both also tested out a new wood vibrator. I mean splinters, man. We got the accessory, and I confess I was afraid to use it, but it's lots of fun. Both agreed that having sex and knowing that it does not harm the environment makes it more pleasurable. Can I ask a question here, ladies? Have you ever given a shit that the fact that your vibrator is going ahead and poisoning the fucking world, killing baby seals in Antarctica, clogging up drains, contributing to the Pacific garbage patch? Have you ever said, no, I can't have orgasms because baby seals are fucking dying? Have you ever said, no, I can't go ahead and use it. I can't have orgasms because I could be contributing to the Pacific garbage patch? Have you ever sat there and asked yourself, you know, orgasms are a filthy, terrible thing. I can't go ahead and use this petroleum-based vibrator that I've created that I'm using because I'm destroying the planet. I mean, a grand total of what? Zero people, right? Have gone ahead and done that?
How about new?
All right, but we'll go ahead and look and listen to this fantasy over here for some reason. But both agreed that they said it's a very different feeling because everything there is new. Vegan lubricants were also not left out of the couple's testing. Dude, what'd you do? Grab some fucking Wesson vegetable oil? Hey, it's plant-based. Must be vegan. It's good, right? Yeah, leave vegans alone. Don't pick on LPs, people. Yeah, right? I'm doing a great job of it myself. So at any rate, vegan lubricants and the vegetable glycerin in the lubricant was very good. Listen, man. This is the most fucked up, weirdest thing ever. So what I'm going to say is that guy that was shoving a dildo up his ass while taking Viagra, part of the Royal Ballet Society, that dude was polluting the earth with his poisonous sex toys. He should have taken a page out of this couple here that's very conscientious about what their carbon footprint is when it comes to that relative to their orgasms and fun. You know what I'm saying? Of course not. Because I don't know what I'm saying.
How about new?
There you go, kids. All right. What I'm saying is, holy shit, the show's almost over. That means we got to take a break because otherwise we'll never get through all the material tonight. Right, kids? That's a bad thing. Maybe it's not a bad thing. Maybe we'll just carry it over for another show. I don't know. We'll give it a shot. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to take a break here, kids. I'm LP Faust. I'm your host, cultural attaché to the stars, ringmaster of the shit show this evening. You're listening to Joculation. Wow, kids, we have done the, we've gone around the world in a strange and weird way. This is like a careening out of control freaking bus, just plowing through people in the street as we're going along. Wow. All the places that we've been, and you know, somebody out there.
Fuck you fucking fuckers!
That's all I can say. You know, before I go ahead and get into my favorite part of the show, which of course is like part where I pimp the show because we're almost out of time, I got to go ahead and put out a PSA out there. You know, all this talk of love and everything made me remember, hey, kids, in the event that you're looking for something to do, perhaps like this Valentine's Day might go ahead and find you flying solo. You know something? Think of LP as the person that's out here to help you to do God's work, if you will. So in the event that you find yourself there, no problem. Here, let me link you to an article for the 10 historical masturbation techniques. You never know, kids. You might go ahead and find something that might just absolutely grab you. You know what I'm saying? No pun intended. You know something, Nine? Just take him over to, like, Tim Hortons. I'm sure he'll find all of the things that he would love to go ahead and eat over in Canada. I'm just saying, if it's not at Tim Hortons, I don't know where you're going to find it. So there you go. Hey, kids, so we're just about running out of time on the show here. So thought we'd go ahead. You know, one of the things that came up was, as I'm sitting here playing Steel Panther, me and Krim went back and forth about stuff, and she was talking about Mr. Big, and that he turned into a softer version of Mr. Big, which, you know, it's kind of accurate. And does anyone want to listen to Mr. Big? I just like...
No.
Made me start thinking about stuff like, for instance, Extreme. Like when Extreme first came out, really great stuff. And then all of a sudden it just kind of got worse and worse and worse as time went on. Because why? Because they were just throwing shit out there, you know, to go ahead and get a paycheck. I can't hate them. I can't hate them at all. I mean, do we hate them at all? I'm just kind of wondering there, Carlos.
No.
Absolutely not. But that's a topic for another time. So, kids, if you remember, like, last year, I think, when we had the Summer Olympics, because now it's the Winter Olympics, do you recall we were talking about how over in Japan they were dead set against any of the athletes having sex like they normally do? Now, I divulged at one point, way earlier on in the show in this, 3 years that I've been doing this, going on 4 now? Oh, my God. Well, I divulged that, you know, my wrestling coach in particular, when I was doing mixed martial arts for a while there, was talking to me about all of his different Olympics he went to, because he went to, like, 4 of them. And one of the things he said to me is, he's like, let me tell you something. Anytime you go ahead and go to the Olympics and you're an athlete competing in the village, what you do is if you go out to the rooftop, because most of the places that they have in the Olympic Village have rooftop access, he's like, you go on the roof, all it is used rubbers and cigarette butts everywhere. And of course, you know, you're probably asking,
I mean, what the fuck?
And he said, because you got to understand, man, all you're doing for 2 years of your life is you're just doing that and nothing else. Your Olympics, World Championships come up, same thing at the World Championships. So, of course, the Japanese went ahead and said, hey, we don't want you to have any sex over there, but here's like 1,000 condoms for each of you, and you can take them back over to your country and promote safe sex. And, of course, they kind of like looked at that and said, you know something?
No.
Yeah, so, of course, they were going ahead and fucking like rabbits up on top of there, and they went ahead and decided to take the message, tell them to shove it up their ass, and so on and so forth, right? So now we've got the Beijing Winter Games coming up, right? And let me ask you a question. Are the athletes going to be dissuaded with this COVID outbreak over there about having sex with each other? I'm just curious, Carlos.
No.
Of course not. So you know what? The Chinese have figured out, listen, we may be able to go ahead and prevent, like, our own people from doing that. But you know something? When we go ahead and have everybody else here, there's no way that we can, but we've got to draw a line somewhere. So, according to the article, hugs are discouraged over at the Beijing Olympics. but condoms are available because, huh?
I mean, what the fuck?
Because we got our priorities straight, damn it. So Beijing Olympics organizers are keeping up with the tradition of making condoms available to the athletes despite detailed social distance guidance intended to curb the spread of COVID-19 within the closed loop of the games where it'll be taking place. You know, where all the people that were doing ahead and taking care of this have suddenly started popping positive because that shit is spreading like wildfire. You laugh at Glory Holes 9, but we had an entire episode about that when we went and had the conversation about CDC guidelines about how group orgies are okay as long as you're using glory holes and maintain proper social distancing, because that makes perfect sense, right? I mean, whatever, man.
I mean, what the fuck?
All Olympic-related units will provide appropriate quantities of condoms for free at the appropriate time to people who've checked in to stay in the loop, organizers told Reuters by email on Tuesday. And,
I mean, what the fuck?
No hugging, but fuck your brains out. And by the way, here's your safe sex, okay? Hope you catch COVID, take it home. So journalists who checked into the Ginzu Hotel, which is inside the closed loop, found 5 individually wrapped condoms in each room. They were individually packed in different colored envelopes, decorated with an image of a Chinese lantern, because...
I mean, what the fuck?
Who the fuck wants chocolates on the bed when you can just have 5 complimentary rubbers, you know?
I mean, what the fuck?
Oh, my God. So, kids, the moral of the story is, you know, safe sex, socially distanced, allegedly, but don't hug, okay? Doggy style the entire time, no reach arounds, no titty grabbing or fondling, none of that stuff, but... safe sex, okay? Are we all clear now?
Did I make myself clear?
Uh-huh.
Because I am not going to write this shit down.
All right, kids, we got to hustle because we got to ease into some Richard Cheese before we go. So we're going to hit the Richard Cheese Hour here, and then we're going to wrap it up. I'm LP Faust. I'm your host, cultural attaché of the stars, remaster of the shit show. I got to run because I'm running out of time. See, here I would have thought that Normock would have been proud of me. He would have been really out there supporting me in my movement, like trading orgasms for the environment. You know what I'm saying? That kind of stuff, that's conviction, kids.
Ah!
Sitting there and going ahead and saying, hey, quit with those orgasms, those sex toys. You're going to go ahead and poison everything. You're killing baby seals. You're contributing to the Pacific garbage patch. You're being selfish. We need to go ahead and have a global perspective. You know what I'm saying, kids? Of course. Hey, listen, Krim, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. I don't care. So today's show, what do we do? Let's do a wrap-up here. We went ahead and talked about Lemmy putting his ashes inside of silver bullets to give to his friends after he passed away. We went ahead and talked about the fantastic miserable teacher who went ahead and did gay for pay so that that way he could go ahead and get into porn. Did what he had to do, and yeah. Did what he had to do, went out there, lived his dream, I guess. And then we talked about a woman, 35, decided that she wanted to hit up the local nursing home, give away some free lap dances, got hauled off by the police. We talked about a woman who sourced sperm from a stranger on the internet and how your loads, gentlemen, are worth $1,000 apiece, allegedly. Now, I'm saying if we're going to go green and we're bitching at the women about their sex toys in the garbage patch, fellas, you got to start bottling that shit up and sending it over to the sperm clinic over here, to the banks. That way, what you can do is we can go ahead and make sure that we're keeping it clean, keeping it recyclable, being green with all of our, like, nefarious activities. We talked about a woman with 2 vaginas that decided to go ahead and keep 1 vagina strictly for her sex work, the other one strictly for her companion. So then that way, you know, she could go ahead and differentiate and have some sort of, like, thing to give to some exclusivity for her partner. Then after that, we went ahead and talked about fantastic Valentine's Day gift ideas. We discussed the Oscar Mayer bologna hydrogel sheet face mask, the fuck it bucket necklace, the rose petal pre-roll, the very vulgar Valentine cookie fuck six-pack. We talked about the vajayjay onesie with vulva candle, the dildo sword, the light-up butt plug, and of course, sometimes you need something a little more over the top with the horsepower of like a V8 engine, and we talked about the motor bunny. Then we went into the fantastic need for a PSA about, hey, listen, you got to be responsible with your sex toys. Don't be like this royal ballet star who took Viagra, strapped sex toys to his ass, and waved his penis in traffic over the middle of London because that's frowned upon. We went ahead and then further talked about humans wearing teledildonic suits made by Armani and Versace, of course. We went ahead and discussed how teledildonics got hijacked, weaponizing of butt plugs, all kinds of things of that nature. We went ahead and discussed the couple who went and decided to try what they call natural sex toys, evaded splinters from the wooden dildo that they used and vibrator, used strictly vegan stuff, like I've never heard of vegan lubes, rubbers, and things of that nature, because what the fuck, dude?
I mean, what the fuck?
We then went ahead further and talked about the fantastic world of sex-positive Beijing games, right? They're going to go ahead and make sure that these athletes can boink the shit out of each other, but no hugging. No hugging. So keep a respectful social distance from the person that you're having sex with. Doggy style is acceptable. Hammer it from behind. No reach arounds. No fondling the titties. No hugging. All right, kids? Just wanted to make sure.
Did I make myself clear?
Uh-huh.
Because I am not going to write this shit down.
And with that, kids, we actually wrap up the night. So I'll tell you what, kids. Looking forward to catching you next time. As William Shakespeare once said, all the world's a stage. As we strut and fret across the stage of life, always be sure to ask yourself why watch the show when you can be the show. I got to check out. Take care, kids. I'm going to go hit the mountains tomorrow. Nighty night. See you next week.
Thanks for checking out this episode of Joculation. We hope you enjoyed the episode and encourage you to join us for the live interactive social broadcast every Friday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Mountain Time. That's also 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. Eastern Time. To experience Joculation in its entirety, listen live on mspwaves.com or join the audience in the Circle of Intimacy on the Peace, Abundance, and Liberty Discord server every Friday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Mountain Time. That's also 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoy Joculation, I have another podcast you might like, Everyday Crazy. Search for them and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to this right now. If you're listening over a smartphone, tap or swipe over the cover art of the podcast. You'll find show notes which may include details you may have missed and links to my Twitter, Instagram, and Patreon pages. If you'd like to hear more of Joculation and other shows from LP, in addition to extra content, early access, merchandise, and other perks, you can subscribe to my Patreon. Just go to patreon.com/LPFaust. You can also find me on Twitter and Instagram. Please be sure to follow me on Twitter @FaustLP and Instagram @LPFaust. And thank you. Joculation is created, produced, hosted, and edited by me, LP Faust. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.